7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state has opened the first of six mass community COVID vaccination sites. Governor Polis was at the opening of the Broadmoor World Arena site in Colorado Springs. He says each of the vaccination sites should start providing about 2,000 shots per day.
I expect they'll be running at pretty close to full capacity for April and May, about 2 months. And during those 2 months, really everybody who wants the vaccine will be able to get it by the end of May.
A second site has opened at the Grand Junction Convention Center. Others will open in Adams, Pueblo, Larimer, and Denver counties over the next couple of weeks. Child care centers in Mesa County have seen an increase in gastrointestinal illness. CPR's Dina Sieg says it could be norovirus.
Mesa County Public Health says symptoms of the illness are consistent with norovirus, which is highly contagious. It can cause vomiting and diarrhea and is resistant to some hand sanitizers. The outbreaks are mainly in child care centers, but a few cases have also popped up in local elementary and middle schools. A large suspected norovirus outbreak closed down the area's biggest school district in 2019. More than 20,000 students were out of classes for a week. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
CDOT says it hopes to start construction on Interstate 70 at Floyd Hill as soon as next summer. The steep section of highway east of Idaho Springs is a notorious pinch point for mountain travelers. The state is splitting the project into pieces so that work can begin sooner. Margaret Bowes with the I-70 Coalition says CDOT should get started on the first set of improvements right away. Those include new wildlife crossings and a new eastbound lane.
It improves safety, mobility. It also has multimodal components and very, very broad stakeholder support has already been done around this project.
CDOT will eventually add a new westbound lane, replace old bridges, and rebuild a nearby trail. Mostly sunny across the state today and getting warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.